You drove over in this?
What? It's Brian's truck.
It's a giant pickup truck.
It's an F-350.
I'm gonna need a ladder just to get inside it.
Dawn, you don't need a ladder. Come on, okay. Grab there and put your foot there.
Do you remember the little car you drove us around in when you were in college?
The Fiero.
The Rachel Mobile. I love that thing. Your boyfriend's pickup truck?
F-350.
Is like opposite Rachel Mobile. Look how high off the ground we are. This is what you drive now?
I told you, it's Brian's. His car was blocking mine in the driveway. So when you called telling me how badly you needed me to come and get you, I just grabbed his keys so I could get here as fast as I could.
Oh. Oops. I just wanted to hang out with you, you know? We don't hang out anymore.
I know.
It seems like ever since you moved in with Brian.
I know.
You don't want to hang out anymore, and I miss you.
I miss you too.
And this was fun, wasn't it?
What, racing out at midnight to a dive bar downtown because I thought you were in trouble? Only to discover that you just wanted me to come and do shots with you?
Emergency shots! Warning shots! Shots fired! It's a kill shot! Oh, Kelly abandoned me here, and I was really missing you.
I get it, hun. I get it. You've told me the whole story 3 times already.
I could have just called an Uber, but I wasn't ready to go home yet. And I wanted to see you. I feel like something happened between us, and I don't know what it was.
Nothing happened between us, Dawn. I'm just in a different place these days.
The Brian place?
Yes, and I know you don't like him.
I don't not like him.
I just wish you'd get to know him better. Give him a chance.
I would, but you guys never want to go out and do anything.
We go out? It's just, we're a couple now. We do couple stuff. And you
are perpetually single. I get it. Oh no, oh no. Where's my phone?
You don't have it?
No. Did you grab it?
No. Are you sure it's not in there?
It's not. I must have left it inside. I'll be right back. Hopefully, nobody grabbed it.
Hi, Brian. It's me. I woke you up, didn't I? No, we're still here. I managed to get her as far as the truck, but now she left her phone inside, so she just went back into the bar to go grab it. How do you think she is? She's drunk and emotional and keeps trying to get me to tell her why I don't want to spend time with her anymore. No, I haven't told her that I know about that. It's better if I don't. It just is. I did one shot an hour and a half ago. Ugh, I'm fine. She tried to get me to do more, but I reminded her that I was here to drive her home. Believe me, that's exactly what my goal is. Drop her off at her place, drive back to our place, climb into bed next to you, and crash until the alarm clock goes off. Okay, she's coming back. I gotta go. I love you too. Bye. Did you find it?
No. The bartender hasn't seen it. Someone took it. Who are you talking to? Brian.
Yeah, letting him know I was okay.
I can't believe someone took my phone. I am so screwed. They're gonna get access to all my stuff. There are pictures on there. This is the worst thing that could happen.
You don't have it locked, like with a password?
No. It takes so long to type all that in.
So whoever has your phone can just get everything off of it.
Well, don't say it like that. Now you're freaking me out.
Oh, I'm sorry, but...
Let's call it.
What?
Let's call my phone with your phone. See if whoever has it answers.
Okay.
Put it on speaker.
Hello?
Hi. Who's this? You have my phone.
Your phone? Hey, look at that. This isn't my phone.
Were you just at Beer Goggles on 3rd?
Yeah, I left about 10 minutes ago.
Can you come back, please, so that you can give my friend her phone back?
Oh, there's 2 of you?
Yeah.
Blonde and a redhead. I was sitting right next to you. I totally didn't realize I grabbed your phone. It looks just like mine.
Well, you did. So can you come back to Beer Goggles and give it back to me?
Hey, you know what? I'm actually on my way to a party in Topanga Canyon. I'm more than halfway there already. Why don't you guys come to the party and I'll give it to you?
Yeah? Are the people cool?
No.
You guys should totally come. My friends always throw awesome parties. Their place is incredible, and things will be going all night.
Sorry, but we don't want to have to drive all the way out to Topanga to go to a party.
Which one is that, the blonde?
My name is Rachel.
Hi, Rachel.
What's your name?
I'll tell you when we meet up at the party.
Are you cute? You sound cute.
Oh my god.
Dawn? Your name is Dawn?
Yeah, how did you know that?
You just got a text.
I did?
Yeah, your friend Kelly says she got home all right.
Oh, okay, thanks. So, I asked earlier, are your friends cool people? I think Rachel is just nervous because we won't know anyone.
That's not why.
Oh, they're the coolest people. You'll like them, and they'll like you. You should come.
It's really not about that. I just want to get Dawn's phone and get her home, okay?
I can't convince you to come.
It's late. Sorry.
Oh, well. I'll stop where I am now. Like I said, I'm halfway there already. If you guys want to come here, I'll give you your
phone.
Please,
Rachel. I really, really need to get my phone back. Please.
Fine. Where are we going? I'll plug it into my GPS.
I'll tell you where to go. You're still at Beer Goggles?
Yeah.
Just go down to PCH and start driving north.
Why don't you just give us the cross streets where you are?
Because I literally don't know where I am right now, but I can tell you how to get here.
Come on, Rachel. Let's just go.
Okay.
Thanks, Rachel. Thanks so much.
Your friend Kelly just sent you a funny selfie. She's pretty.
You know, I'd feel a lot better if you didn't look at my texts. Privacy, you know?
Sorry, I'm just poking around on your phone.
Why are you doing that?
Yeah, I'm sitting here with nothing better to do.
I'd really rather if you didn't go through my phone, please.
Wow. Dawn, you have got some sexy pictures on your phone.
Please don't look at my pictures.
Hey, who's this guy on here?
Can you please not look at my pictures?
Is this your boyfriend?
I don't know what pictures you're looking at, and I really wish you would stop.
If I didn't know any better, I'd say the guy in these pictures was your boyfriend.
Yes, I have a boyfriend, and he works out every day, and he will beat the living...
Don't bother threatening me with your hunky boyfriend, Dawn. He looks like an absolute tool.
What just happened?
He hung up.
What?
Here, call him back. Are you seeing someone you're not telling me about?
No. There's just some old pictures on there. God knows what he's looking at. I am freaking out right now. Why won't he answer?
Hey, y'all. This is Dawn. I'm either busy or just don't want to talk to you right now.
Now what do I do?
Why don't we call the cops? They can trace cell phones now. We can tell them this creep stole your phone and he's trying to
It says it's me.
Well, answer it. It's him.
Hello?
So, how serious are things with this boyfriend of yours?
Would you mind telling me where we're going? I'm on PCH now.
Then you're fine. Keep going. Let me know when you're at South Topanga Canyon Boulevard. So, Dawn, about this boyfriend.
Yes?
It doesn't seem like it's very serious.
It's not. It's kind of on again, off again, you know?
So, would you say that you're on the market?
Oh, good God.
Shh! Rachel!
Why did you mute
it? Are you there?
The last time we were rude, he hung up on us. Would you just pretend to be nice to him so that we can get my phone back?
Fine, I will be nice to him, but I want it noted for the record that I suggested we call the cops.
Duly noted. Now be nice.
Are you there?
Yeah, we're here. We're here. You cut out for a second. Signal's pretty bad out here, you know? What did you ask me?
I asked if you were available.
I am, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought so. This guy in these pictures... he doesn't look like he deserves you.
That's so sweet.
I mean, I noticed you at the bar tonight, and I kept hoping I'd catch your eye.
Oh, really? Well, you should have said something. I mean, I would have talked to you.
Oh, you would have?
Of course I would have.
Because it seemed like you weren't interested in giving me the time of day.
Well, you're wrong. I totally would have talked to you. I mean, you'd be surprised what happens when you actually walk up to someone and address them. 10 times out of 10, they will address you back.
In my experience, 10 times out of 10, the two pretty former cheerleader types quietly making fun of all the loser guys ogling them at the bar will laugh in the face of some poor bastard that tries to engage with them.
That's a lot of generalizing. A lot of assumptions. You don't know me. I'm not like that.
I feel like I'm learning a lot about you, Dawn. Looking at all of these pictures and texts.
You're still reading my texts?
Only the juicy ones.
All right, Creepo. She asked you to stop reading her texts. How about if you just stop going through her phone, period, okay?
Rachel!
What? This guy steals your phone?
I didn't steal it.
And makes us drive out to the middle of nowhere so that we can come and get it, and we're supposed to pretend to be nice. Well, he goes through all of the private stuff on your phone and tells you about it.
Oh, pretending to be nice, eh?
Yes, she's being nice to you because she wants her phone back.
That's not true. I remember you. You were sitting right next to us. I thought you were really cute. I was hoping you would talk to me, but you didn't.
Really?
Really.
Then what am I wearing?
We took a selfie at the bar, remember?
Yeah, but it was on my phone.
You posted it to Instagram.
So what?
So maybe you can see him in the picture.
Oh.
Do you have me on mute?
No.
You having a hard time remembering what I'm wearing?
Are you kidding? You looked really nice in that flannel shirt.
You found that picture on Instagram so quickly, Dawn. You're a social media maven. It's impressive.
How did he know you were going through Instagram to find that picture?
He guessed.
There's been a car driving right behind us this whole time.
You think he's following us?
Maybe.
What should we do?
I'm gonna pull over, see what he does.
Hello? Did you mute me again?
No, we're right here.
In fact, we're coming up on South Topanga Canyon Boulevard.
When you get there, take a right.
Mute it. Did you see that?
Yeah, the car drove right past.
No, it took a right on South Topanga Canyon. It went right where he's telling us to go.
Did you make the right yet?
Well, don't let him get away. Follow him. We're on Topanga Canyon now.
Good. You're almost here.
There he is.
I see him.
Now be on the lookout for Grand New Drive. It's gonna come up on you quicker than you think.
Boy, it's really secluded and creepy out here.
You think so? I think it's perfection. Surrounded by nature, no people for miles. But don't miss Grandview, it'll creep up on you.
I think that car just went down Grandview.
You think?
Yeah, I lost him for a few seconds, but I think he took the turn. See the sign? Tell him we're here.
We're at Grandview.
Excellent. Take a left. You're really close now.
What kind of party are you going to? Way out here.
It's just a small get-together, a couple of people. You should see a stone wall that leads to a parking area for a trail.
We see it.
That's it. You're here.
What is this place?
Well, it's a parking lot for a hiking trail, but people use it as a makeout spot come nightfall.
Is that what's going on in these other cars here?
The odds are pretty good.
Do you see that car anywhere? The one that was following us?
No, I don't see it anywhere. Do you?
No, it's not here.
Could you two put me on mute again?
Where should we park?
Anywhere.
Which car are you in?
I'm not in my car.
So where are you?
I'm out by the entrance to the trail. I see you.
We can't see you.
Those high beams are really dampening the mood some of these folks out here have been working on all night.
I think I'll leave them on all the same.
Well, suit yourself.
Are you going to bring her phone or what?
You're mean. I don't want to talk to you.
You don't have to. I'm here. What do you want me to do?
I'm just out near the entrance to the trail. If you come out to me, I'll give you your phone.
No! Dawn, you're not going out there.
Dawn, please tell Rachel that I will only give you your phone back if you come out and get it from me personally, and only if she stays in the truck and doesn't bother us.
Why can't you bring the phone to me?
Because I found some stuff on it that I want to talk to you about. Personal stuff. Stuff that I don't think you want Rachel to hear
about. What's he talking about?
I don't know.
Yes, you do. Look at you. You know exactly what he's talking about.
Rachel, he's messing with you. I have no idea what he's talking about.
Dawn, come out and meet me. Come out and meet me, and I'll give you your phone back.
Is this about you hooking up with Brian that one time?
What?
He told me all about it.
He did?
He said that you started making out with him, and he stopped you, and you got mad at him when he did.
Well, the pictures on her phone tell a completely different story. Not to mention the texts she's been sending him all night tonight.
What? Shut up! I'm sorry. Where are you? I will come and meet you.
I already told you. Don't make me tell you again.
What the hell is he talking about, Dawn?
I will tell you. I will tell you everything. Just let me get my phone back and I'll tell you everything, okay?
Fine. Whatever. Go. We're hanging up now. Here, take this.
Brian keeps a crowbar under the seat of his truck?
I guess we've both had some Brian surprises tonight, haven't we?
Please, Rachel, don't be mad. It's not what you think.
When you get back, we'll have to have a discussion about what I think.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Just go so we can get the hell out of here.
Hello? Are you out here? Hello? Rachel? I can't see anything but these headlights. Rachel! Hello? Forget this. I'm going back to the truck. Hello?
What happened?
What do you mean, what happened?
Why didn't you come and get your phone?
I went out there, but you weren't there!
Yes, I was. You just didn't see me.
Where are you now?
Right where I said I was. Why don't you come and get your phone?
Where is Rachel?
How should I know? Who needs her anyway?
Hi, Dawn.
911, what is your emergency?
There's someone chasing me! He's driving right behind me, flashing his high beam!
Calm down now, miss. Who's chasing you?
Someone stole my cell phone and I think they kidnapped my friend!
Please, try to stay calm. Where are you?
I'm in Topanga Canyon. I'm in my friend's truck. There's a maniac driving right behind me. Please help me!
I'm sending a car right now. Can you be more specific as to your location?
I'm on Grandview!
There's a car on its way, miss. Please try to stay calm.
Stay calm! I'm going 50 miles an hour, but the car behind me is tailgating me! He's right on my bumper!
Please be careful, miss. That is a very treacherous stretch of road.
He's trying to pass me. He's coming up alongside. Oh, my God!
What's happening?
There's a man in the car. I can see him. He's shouting!
There's someone in the back of your truck! There's a man in the back of your truck!
Miss, you're okay now. You're in the hospital.
What happened? Am I gonna be okay?
Doc says you're gonna be just fine, just a sprained neck and a couple of cracked ribs. It's a miracle, really, considering you weren't wearing your seatbelt.
I didn't have time to put it on. I had to get out of there so fast.
Yeah, the guy chasing after you said you were going 50 easy, which on Topanga Canyon...
The guy chasing me?
Yeah, he was parked at the trailhead with his girlfriend. They saw that there was a man hiding in the back of your truck.
It wasn't my truck. It was... Where's Rachel?
Rachel Wagner?
Yes.
I'm sorry to have to tell you this, but she's dead.
What?
The man hiding in the back of your truck strangled her to death and had the body back there with him when you drove off.
Wait, he was in the bed of the truck?
Yes. We think he was back there the whole time. From what we can tell, he was calling you from the back of the truck.
Oh my God, he was there the whole time?
Yeah, we're pretty sure.
Where is he now?
We don't know.
What?
He wasn't there when we found you and Ms. Wagner's body in the wreck.
You mean he got away?
We can't be sure he wasn't thrown from the vehicle when it crashed. We are still searching the area.
Oh my God, he got away. You don't know where he is?
Rest assured, we will find him.
Rachel, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Did you get a good look at the guy? Could you help us identify him once we find him?
I didn't see him. He said we saw him at the bar, but I honestly couldn't remember what he looked like.
Which bar?
Beer Goggles on 3rd.
All right. We'll go check it out. Maybe someone there remembers what he looked like.
Rachel, I'm so sorry.
Just know that we are actively searching for this guy. We will find him. There's someone named Brian here to see you. He's out in the hall. Should I let him in?
Brian? Oh, yes. Yes, please, let him in. What's Rachel's phone doing here? Hello?
Hi, Dawn. It's me. I'm sorry you wound up in the hospital. Are you doing okay?
Why are you doing this? Brian! Brian, come here quick! I've got him on the phone right now! It's him! It's the same guy that we... Who are you? What are you doing in here?
I wanted to give you your phone back.
On the Line is a production of Earbud Theater, written and directed by Jared Rivet, produced by Casey Wolf, Aaron Drown, and Jared Rivet, featuring the voice talents of Clark Wolf as Dawn, Tracy Clifton as Rachel, Sean Keller as the Sheriff, Tosca Minato as the 911 operator, and Jared Rivet as the voice. Music by Kevin McLeod, edited and mixed by Craig Good. This episode of Earbud Theater was sponsored by Beer Goggles, a no-frills retro-style bar situated in beautiful downtown Santa Monica. Serving a daily selection of draft beers, cocktails, as well as traditional pub food, be sure to come on Tuesdays and Thursdays for karaoke. And remember, Saturday is always ladies' night.